call is now being recorded.
Okay, we got Abdi here. Abdi, I understand you're in Chicago.
Yes, I'm in Chicago, man.
So today you helped launch the registration for Chicago Marathon, is that right?
Yep, we launched the registration for the Chicago Marathon today. We also celebrate that the 35th of running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
What year is it, did you say?
35 years.
Oh, wow. And so how long have you been in Chicago? What have you been doing there?
I've been in Chicago since Monday, actually. I've been doing a lot of stuff. Yesterday, we did a community run. We run with some local runners, and we also visited the high school, Luna High School here in Chicago. We met with the kids. That was a great day, great productive day yesterday. Let me go to another house and probably go visit.
You know, this is your fourth straight Olympic team? Fourth, 2004. Yes, that's 4 years.
Yeah.
How are people reacting? How do you feel? You know, I haven't talked to you since Houston, but, you know, how does it feel kind of having that now?
It feels great. You know, there's a lot of pressure off my shoulder. You know, to be honest, this business, what you've done for me lately. So I'm glad I make the team and, you know, things are going well for me. Even though I didn't have a doubt of myself, I knew if everything goes well at the race day, I will make the team. But at the same time, nothing was guaranteed, man. It was a tough race. I wish I could say it was easy, but it wasn't easy. So now the weight's off my shoulder. Now it's just time for me to get ready for the London.
And speaking of London, are you just going to focus on the marathon? Or are you going to need any track before then? Have you planned out?
I haven't planned that this season yet, but I think I'm going to run that U.S. Trials 10K Olympic Marathon Trials. I'm going to run, but my main focus will be the marathon. But at the same time, these days, to run a good marathon, you got to be able to run a fast 10K. So, or, you know, just like you got to run fast. So for me, the faster I get, the better it would be.
Is there any chance you try the double?
I haven't decided that, babe. First, you got to make the team. You know, if I make the team, I can always think about that if I want to double. But, you know, but my main focus will be in the marathon now.
And, you know, the fact you're in Chicago, registration for 2012, Bank of America Chicago Marathon, have you thought ahead to a fall marathon?
I never thought about the fall marathon, to be honest. You know, my main focus will be London, maybe after the London, when I cross that finish line, we see how the race go. If I recover well, maybe I'll think about one of the races, the fall marathon.
And I've actually been reading Meb's biography, and it's pretty interesting to read, but kind of, you know, the success he had in 2004, no one really expected him to do that in the marathon. Does that give you confidence, you know, going into London? I think kind of the last couple of years you've had some struggles, but, you know, you've been pretty much right with Meb for the last 12 years. You haven't had quite the success in the marathon, but do you think you can achieve that level of success?
Definitely. You know, anything is possible, you know, and anything can happen in the marathon, the Olympic marathon, especially, you know, like, you know, Meb got a medal at the, you know, he got the silver medal at the, you know, 2004 Olympics. You know, anything can happen. At the same time, you know, I'm just gonna go prepared. I'm just gonna go to London to be prepared, my best ability to get ready to run that day. So, you know, I think I have a chance. That's why they run the race. You know, just, and it's a marathon. Anything can go wrong. You know, I'm just gonna go there, give my best shot.
I guess, turning kind of to your preparations, it seems like now you got more people to train with in Tucson. Kind of, who's in your group? And it seems like Tucson's kind of taking off as a kind of the place to train.
Exactly. We have a lot of great people in Tucson. To be honest, in the community being supportive, especially the University of Arizona, you know, just bringing a lot of great runners, you know. Just for me, I haven't started training with those guys yet, the U of A guys, because I was getting ready for the marathons. I was out of town a lot. But hopefully I should be start training with them like next week or this week. I should, because I've been traveling a lot this past couple of days. So, but we have the university friends, and we have the two best distance runners in college, Stephen Sambu, Lawe, and we have the greatest distance runner in the U.S. I haven't seen, like, for long middle distance up from Bernard Lagat. And we have Boris Malang, we have David McNeil, we have Luis Perrios. And, you know, we have a lot of great talent people. For me, just, and that's why I like my chance of 10,000 meter distance, because I'll be chasing those guys. Hopefully I'll get my work back within a few weeks back. So, you know, so I'm just so excited. The training group that we're starting in Tucson, and also Coach Lee has been a great guy, you know, helping me out a lot with my development, with giving me advice, and also, and him and my coach, Dave Murray, who has been with me for almost 15 years now.
Yeah, are you viewed as the old guy in the group, you and Bernard?
Yeah, we do. I think we're the father figures for the group, you know. And we always try to be good role models for the kids, you know. Just those guys look up to us, you know. Just we have to be big brother for them, you know, just to show them how to do the right thing and, you know, just motivate them, you know, just. And I think we're gonna have a lot of good things be happening in Tucson next few years, so it's gonna be great.
Yes, speaking of role models, I guess kind of turning to a negative thing, Martin Fagan, I talked to you a little bit about him at the trials. Have you had any contact with him or had any thoughts about that? I mean, he was just in Tucson for a little bit, but it's kind of sad what happened. I was just wondering if you had an update on that, or if you'd heard from him, or if he'd apologized or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, actually, I never heard from him, but he apologized through Ray, and he also sent me a message, you know, he sent me an email apologizing that what he did was wrong, but at the same time, you know, the guy was going through a hard time, and it's kind of sad. Sometimes, like, you know, I know we do sports, it's all about integrity, but at the same time, sometimes I wish there's a way that we could realize when someone going through things like that. You know, Martin is a great guy, he make a bad decision. But at the same time, like, sometimes I wish you would ask for help for other athletes or should I talk to a friend, you know. But at the same, you know, just at least he admitted he did something wrong and he come out clean of it. And at the same time, you know, just there's the people who did in this world, there's the people who did worse than what he did, you know, just. And I'm kind of sad for him, you know, he kind of ruined his name, his reputation, you know. But at the same time, you know, just I feel sorry for him. When the email he wrote me, he was apologized. He was sincerely sorry that he, you know, just did something, you know, just like, and I have to answer some questions. Say, you didn't have to go through that thing. It's something I did. It have nothing to do with you, you know, but I accept his apology just as a man.
Right. Yeah, because in some ways you kind of get brought into it. I mean, unfairly, or, you know, just because he was training with you, then.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people can distinguish between you and him, but then some people are like, hey, what does Abby up to? So,
yeah, definitely. And he apologized that, so, you know, there's no big deal of it. So, just kind of, but at the same time, I just feel sorry for him as a person that did, you know, like the way the article that they wrote, you know, the way the thing he's been going through, you know, just sometimes, you know, you can see some people, they do things because they want to. Do because they want to benefit, but for him, it's just like the way I read and the way he says that thing is true. You know, I kind of feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah,
depression. You know, sometimes depression, suicide. You know, all that kind of stuff. Man, you look at websites to commit suicide. Man, this is just a running man. You have a life to live. We know we are runners. That's what we do. But we more than a runners. You know, we're not just like, you know, just like. All we do in life is just running. Running is going to come to an end in a year or two for everybody.
Yep, that's true. Let's not end on a depressing note like that. You know, drugs and sport and depression, that's not good.
Sounds
like they were saying before you got on the phone, 17,000 people have entered the marathon so far. Is that the latest number you've heard?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, yeah, 17,000 people already registered. Within 1 hour, they have like almost 13,000 registered. So it's kind of slowing down a little bit. But at the same time, they already have like what they have almost a couple of weeks. So, you know, just I think the thing's looking great here in Chicago and the weather's been beautiful. So I think I brought the weather with me from Arizona.
Well, send us some photos and have a good time in Chicago, and hopefully you're inspiring, you know, the next generation. I know you're doing some stuff with some kids this week, so thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you. Well, I really appreciate it and what you do for the sports. You've been a great guy, and I'm glad I'm one of those people, like I say, I knew Weldon when he was just running his life and when he was a runner. So, hey, you're a great guy, man. Keep doing the work you do, buddy.
I don't know how I ever used to run with you.
Man, it doesn't matter.
I joke
you
after the trials,
to
I'm going to start a comeback, but I'm barely jogging. But
that was great.
Ab and those guys, and, you know, people said distance running was really, you know, bad in the early 2000s, but you guys were the best then, and you're still the best now, so it's encouraging, and, you know, it was an honor for me just to be in the track with you guys, and with Let's Run, you know, I get to stay involved, so I really enjoy it, so thanks for your work.
Thanks, buddy. We'll send you some pictures, man.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
take care.
Okay, bye.